Welcome back to Between the Lines. We hope you enjoyed that break, because we're diving back into the depths of Scripture with more enlightening discussions. Join us now as we continue our journey.
You got some hidden ones? I do. Be truthful. Cursed be he that sitteth light by his father or his mother, and all the people shall say, Amen. Verse 17, cursed be he that removeth his neighbor's landmark, and all the people say, Amen. Cursed be he that maketh the blind to wander out of the way, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that perverteth the judgment of the stranger, fatherless and widow, and all the people say, Amen. Cursed be he that lieth with his father's wife, Ham, because he uncovered his father's skirt. Go back and read Genesis. You thought he just seen his father naked? No, God would not allow a curse to be put on an entire line of people unto this day because of such a mild travesty. Mm-hmm. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that lieth with any manner of beast. And all the people say, Amen. Cursed be he that lieth with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that lieth with his mother-in-law. All people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that smiteth his neighbor secretly. And all the people shall say, Amen. And what does that exactly mean? He smiteth his neighbor secretly. Have you ever gotten revenge on a neighbor for something, and you did it in such a way they didn't know who did it? Cursed be you. Cursed be he that taketh reward to slay an innocent person. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law to do them. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that confirmeth and not all the words of the law to do them. That means if you do not accept all of this law to be true, you're cursed. Hang on to it. Keep one tittle of it. If you do, you're required to keep it all. And you make Jesus' sacrifice of no avail. Chapter 28, book of Deuteronomy, with David and Jonathan, between the lines, understanding the Bible. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I commanded thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. If you shall follow the Lord with all your heart, he will make you great and mighty. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shalt be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. You will have blessings overflowed if you follow God with all your heart. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies to rise up against thee, to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in thy storehouses, and in that thou settest thine hand unto. Anything that you do, God will bless you, if you'd simply follow him. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called the name by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. The Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy ground, the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give it the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work in thine hand. Thou shalt lend to many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. That's the picture of America a long time ago. Lender to many nations, because we were following God. But now, we're so far in debt, every nation in the world owns a piece of us, because we do not follow God now. This country is so far from the face of God that judgment is very close. The Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearkest unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them, thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left hand, to go after other gods, to serve them. That is the worst thing that you can trespass against God, is put another god in his place. Some of you put television in place of God. Some people put the internet in place of God. Some people put other people in place of God. Some people put their money in place of God. You have another god in your life, the thing that you think about the most, you need to evaluate what's going on inside your heart. Because your mind is obviously in control. The spirit man is not. He lives in the heart. The Bible says, I place the spirit of man in his heart to gain control of the mind and to subjugate this body. Who is your God, Christian? What do you think about the most during the day? Fishing? The engine in your sports car? You know what? Put God on your mind. He says, you keep me on your mind. You follow after me and you will be blessed mightily. You can have all the fishing rods you want and all the sports cars you want. If you're following after him, he'll give you the joys of your heart. You don't even have to pray for them. Oh, Lord, I need a new car. No, get on your knees and you worship God. He knows what you need already. He says, I'll give you all your needs and the joys of your heart if you simply follow after me. But it shall come to pass, if thou shalt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. Cursed shalt thou be in the basket in thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body, sickness and disease, and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kind and the flocks of thy sheep. Everything you have will be cursed. Cursed shall be thou when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursings, vexings, and rebuke in all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do, till thou be destroyed and until thou perish quickly. Sickness and death comes from the law and not following it, because of the wickedness of thy doings whereby thou hast forsaken me. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee until he have consumed thee from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption that's not necessarily tuberculosis, but it could be. But a consumption is something that will wither you away. And with a fever and with an inflammation, with an extreme burning, and with the sword, and with the blasting, with the mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish. Sin equals sickness and disease. Jesus told the man who he healed, go and sin no more, lest a sickness worse than this comes upon you. And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thy feet shall be iron. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. And the Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shalt be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. That one right there happens in 70 AD. Thou shalt be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. Because at that point, they had transgressed so much, they even turned their back on the Messiah, the Son of God, who they'd been looking for to come for hundreds of years. And when he came, the priests noticed that, hey, our power structure is not going to exist with this man. We have to do away with him. Is he the Messiah? No. Don't even talk like that. In their minds, they thought, yeah. Could be. Mm-hmm. Probably is. But he's not exactly the way I envision him.
Exactly.
So I'm not giving up these fancy robes. No way. And thy carcass shall be meat unto the fowls of the air and unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. Can't help thinking about the Holocaust right there. And thy carcass shall be meat unto the fowls of the air and unto the beast of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. Piles and piles of Jewish people pushed with bulldozers into pits. And the Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt, and with the emrods, and with the scab, and with the itch, whereof thou canst not be healed. Botch, it's a boil. And the emrods, that's a hemorrhoid. God has a sense of humor now. Mm-hmm. He's put the hemorrhoids on. Remember those that stole the Ark of the Covenant?
Yes, yes. And they gave the presents back.
Yeah. The whole city breaks out in these horrible hemorrhoids. And they say, hey, let's give it to the other city.
Yes. Yeah.
Do unto others.
That's it.
The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. Thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in the ways, and thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. I think he pretty much covered in general most diseases in that last couple verses. Didn't you think, Jonathan?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Sin equals disease. Not following God equals curses on your life. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build a house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and thou shalt not gather the grapes thereof. Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be violently taken away from before thee, thy face, and shall not be restored to thee. Thy sheep shall be given unto thine enemies, and thou shalt not have none to rescue them. And all of these things happen to the nation of Israel over and over again as they turn their back on God, and then they come back, and they turn their back, and they come back over and over again until that one we talked about just a little bit earlier. Thou shalt be scattered into all the nations of the world. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people. Thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long. There shall be no might in thy hand. The fruit of thy land and all the labor shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed away. So thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. The Lord shall smite thee in the knees and in the legs with a sore botch, boil. It cannot be healed from the sole of thy foot unto the top of thy head. Lord shall bring thee and thy king, which shalt thou set over thee, unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known. There shalt thou serve other gods. And I told you he's going to give the entire future of the nation of Israel. Right here is where Babylon comes and takes them away. And this is an amazing, and I'd read this over and over and over and over. And then I realized he was predicting all the things that would soon happen to the nation of Israel. And there is the 70 years in Babylon right there. Thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations, whither the Lord shall lead thee. Have you heard the term Jew used as a slang? Worldwide. Mm-hmm. Concerning someone who loves money, right? Thou shalt carry much seed out into the field, and shalt gather but little in, for the locust shall consume it. Yeah, that happened in David's time there. Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but shalt neither drink of the wine, nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all the coast, but thou shalt not anoint them thyself with the oil, for thine oil shall cast his fruit. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. All thy trees and fruits of thy land shall be the locusts consumed. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. The stranger that is within thee. Rome moved in to Israel in the latter years of the last kingdom and became the government of Israel, even though the government of Israel, they still kind of function, but Rome was the head. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Moreover, all the curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign, and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. You know what? You can keep the law every day completely to the greatest of any man's ability. And if you do it because you have to, it means nothing to God. He says you got to, you do it with a joyful heart and a gladness of heart, or it means nothing. That's what he said. This whole Bible is about the heart. Follow me with all your heart. That's all I want. I don't want all these things you can do with your hands. I put those on you because you wouldn't follow me with all your heart. Now you do things with your hands to make yourselves feel holy. Nonsense. But you caused it. And I'll send my son to free you from this and put it back the way I wanted it. Follow me with all your heart, through the sacrifice of my son. Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck till he have destroyed thee. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand. An eagle and an Italian tongue, nation of Rome, from a long way away. At that time, that was a long way away. A nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor shall favor to the young. He shall eat the fruit of thy cattle and the fruit of thy land, till thou be destroyed, which also shall not leave thee either corn, wine, or oil, in the increase of thy kind, or flocks of these sheep, until he hath destroyed thee. When Rome destroyed the nation of Israel in 70 AD, they plowed the fields, they salted the fields, they tore down the cities. They took the temple apart, every brick. Christ said, there would not be two bricks left together. Mm-hmm. You know that wailing wall over there that these Jews pray against? That's the last remaining wall of the Roman army garrison. They're praying at their enemy's wall. They have no clue. Because they're cursed. Because they turned their back on the Son of God. God said, I'll scatter you to all the nations in the world, and you will be a thorn in the side of everyone that you live next to. All this anti-Semitism in the world, it's breaking out in America. How can it be breaking out in America? Because it is a curse from God on them. Oh, Americans are too good for it. America has lost its way. America does not follow God anymore. Therefore, the American hearts are open to do the evil that is required, because these people are cursed. And the only way to break that curse is for the nation of Israel to recognize who Jesus Christ was, and all of the tribulation that comes in the book of Revelation will be for that reason. The law wouldn't even bring them to the realization of, follow me with all your heart. I will send you a savior one day to save you from this law. Oh, you thought he's going to save you from your sins? He'll save you from this law, because the law is where bondage and death is. God gave you freedom in the beginning. It was nothing, the patriarchs, it was nothing unlawful for the three patriarchs. The first covenant was, follow me with all your heart and circumcise your children. And the Ten Commandments were given to the children of Israel, the children of the patriarchs, 400 years later, because they couldn't do it. Your pastor always told you the first covenant was the Ten Commandments. It was not. It's in black and white in this book. And then read it. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates until thy high fenced walls come down, wherein thou hast trusted. Trust in horses and chariots and high walls. No, God says, trust in me. throughout all thy land, and he shall besiege thee, and all thy gates throughout all thy land, which the Lord thy God hath given thee. Thou shalt eat the fruit of thine own body. That was done in Jerusalem during the siege in the 70s. They ate their own children. This is the entire future that Moses is writing here in the Book of Remembrance. He told them, he gave them something they could read so they would know who they were, where they came from, the God they served, what to do to stay in good with God, and what to do if they didn't want to be in good with God. How to be blessed, how to be cursed. And then he ends the Book of Remembrance with an entire prophecy of exactly what will happen to them. Thou shalt eat the fruit of thine own body, the flesh of thy sons and thy daughters, which the Lord thy God hath given thee in the siege, and in the straitness wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee, so that the man that is tender among you, and very delicate, his eye shall be evil toward his brother, toward his wife of his bosom, and toward the remnant of his children, which he shall leave, so that he will not give to any of them of the flesh of his children, whom he shall eat, because he hath nothing left him in the siege and in the straitness wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee in all thy gates. That also paints a very gloomy picture of what kind of people these had become. Mm-hmm. I'm a father. I will die before someone harms my child.
Right.
They are so self-centered and so selfish that they eat their own children. The tender and delicate woman among you, which would not adventure to set the sole of her foot upon the ground, for delicateness and tenderness, her eyes shall be evil toward the husband of her bosom, and toward her son, and toward her daughter, toward her young one that cometh out from between her feet, toward her children which she shall bear, for she shall eat them for want of all things, secretly in the siege and straitness wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee in thy gates. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, and the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seeds even great plagues, and a long countenance, and sore sickness, and the long countenance. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. You know, when the 70, the members of Abraham's family, the 70 of them, went down into Egypt, they were disease-free. They went into Egypt. Egypt had a lot of diseases because they don't serve God. They serve other gods. Sin equals disease. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of the law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed, and ye shall be left few in number. Whereas ye were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because thou wouldest not obey the voice of the Lord thy God. And it shall come to pass that the Lord rejoice over you. What is there, 6 million Jews in Jerusalem now, in Israel now?
Mm-hmm. I believe so.
And their numbers were even lower. After World War II, there were very few. Hitler had 6 million of them killed. Their number got down to right what it said right there. You know, we estimate at the time them going into Canaan between 2.5 and 3 million. Hundreds of years ago. And in 1946, they were just a little piece. And they're not much more now. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good, to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you, bring you to aught, and ye shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall scatter thee among all people from the one end of the earth even unto the other. There shalt thou serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. And among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither shalt the sole of thy feet have rest. But the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart, and failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind. And if you do a lot of other readings, you'll see everywhere the Jew went in this world, there was persecution. That's what he said. And among these nations thou shalt find no ease, neither the sole of thy foot to find rest. you'll be persecuted. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shall have non-assurance of thy life. In the morning thou shalt say, would God it were even, and at even thou shalt say, would God it were morning. For the fear of thine heart wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thine eyes which shalt thou see. The Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again. There ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. You will be slaves. Chapter 29, book of Deuteronomy. Looks like that's all we got time for today, but it's been a lot of fun here. Well, I kind of got a little hot, a little excited, but you got to follow God with all your heart, or you got to make an effort to follow God with all your heart. He understands the feebleness of the man and the woman. It's the intent in the heart that saves you through the grace of Jesus Christ. The intent. Because Paul says, the things I love, I don't do. The things I hate, I find myself doing. Get up every day and be the best person that you can be. Put God on your mind. When you fail, get up the next day and be the best person that you can be. That's all he asks, that you have the intention in your heart. Because if you have the intention in your heart, he will work with you. And you will gain control of the mind, which the Bible says is contrary to the word of God. And eventually, the abominable flesh, you will get control of it. Keep it in subjection through moderation. Paul says all things are good for the Christian, but not all things are. All things are legal for the Christian, but not all things are good for the Christian. If you're following God, you'll know the difference. Been a good day with you today. Any day in God's Word is a good day. I'm David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, WVFF 97.7. And we'll catch you next time.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Between the Lines. We hope you've gained a deeper understanding of God's Word and strengthened your faith in Jesus. Tune in again for more spiritual discoveries, 3 p.m. daily with David and Jonathan. Exclusively here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.